This bill is wholly inadequate for providing family farmers with the resources they need to endure the worst decline in the farm economy in decades. Congressional leadership's directive to withhold any additional support has hamstrung the committee's ability to address the six-year, 50% drop in net farm income. This bill lacks the improvements needed to provide sufficient farmer and consumer safety nets. It upends programs that improve sustainability, and it removes programs that aid the growth of fair and diverse markets for family farmers. Farmers Union is also deeply disappointed in the partisan nature of the House Farm Bill deliberations thus far. We urge members of Congress to make significant improvements to the bill prior to its passage. Farmers need higher PLC reference prices for commodities that have been underwater for years. Dairy farmers need both price supports and a mechanism that manages our nation's oversupply of milk. At the same time, these programs should be implemented responsibly by capping payments and directing them solely to family farmers. Unfortunately, the multitude of changes proposed in the bill would compromise food security for working families who currently use SNAP while adding to needless bureaucracy. Sustainability is critical for farm productivity and for the health of rural communities now and for generations to come. The House Farm Bill must be improved to provide family farmers and ranchers the tools they need to be the best possible stewards of our natural resources. The Farmers Market and Local Foods Promotion Program and the Value-Added Producer Grants Programs improve market opportunities and increase the farmer's share of the consumer dollar. At the same time, the National Organic Certification Cost Share Program and the Agricultural Marketing Assistance Program make it easier for farmers to transition into organic agriculture. Congress must recognize the value of these programs and restore mandatory funding. Farmers Union has tirelessly advocated for these priorities over the past many years. We cannot support a bill that does so little to improve the farm safety net and that guts important conservation and market access programs. If the House of Representatives wants to pass a farm bill that is worthy of the men and women who produce our food, fuel, and fiber, they need to make significant improvements to the current version of the Farm Bill.